Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Josh Hunter. I'm the interim student pastor here at Nashville First, and I'm excited to join you this morning. This is COVID-19's version of Senior Sunday, and Katie's looking at me like we've been planning this the whole time. Like, it's going to be great. I'm really excited. She's done a lot of work to get this going, so thank you, Katie, for all the work you've been doing with communication, getting this done. You know, this version of Senior Sunday, it's definitely not what we wanted, but it's where we are. And we have to accept that. And I'm happy to be with you all, though, to celebrate a group of students who have been through a really tough season. And seniors, I just want to personally say how proud I am of you. I'm so proud of you. I know you've been through a tough season. It has been a changing season. It has been a challenging season. But your tenacity and faithfulness has been inspiring during this season. And I've had nothing but joy to lead you all and serve you all and have fun and all the memories I'll take with me through this past year with you seniors. I hope you guys stay in touch. I'll cherish those for a really, really long time. One of the reasons that we actually have Senior Sunday is to send off, if you will, a group of students into the next phase of life. And this next phase of life is arguably an incredibly important one in their development. There's a lot of new things happening. They go out on their own. They act sad when they say goodbye to parents, but they're not really sad. They're actually really excited. And then they ignore their parents for a few weeks after they go to college because they're growing up and out on their own. And then all of a sudden, the parents get a text message. Hey, can you cash out me some money for Taco Bell or Wendy's? You know, my bank account's running low. So we all know how this thing works, especially if you've had some students graduate before your senior that's graduating now. But it really is important. And here's why, I think. Because they are going to school to decide what they want to do with their lives. They're going to school or they're entering the next phase of their life trying to decide, what do I do next? What's next? Where am I headed? I need to find my life. I need to find what I need to do with my life. They are going to college to find something. And one could say, like, honestly, they are going to find. And we can leave it open-ended. They're going to explore, to find, to figure out what's next. Seniors, what if I told you that the only way to find is to lose? The only way to find is to lose. Here's the big idea of the message today. The big idea is this. In order to find Jesus, you must lose yourself. In order to find Jesus, you must lose yourself. If you have your Bibles, please open them. Turn to Mark 8, verses 34 through 35. Mark 8, verses 34 through 35. And when you get there, I'll just pretend like you're there. I don't really know if you're there right now or not, but I'm just going to pretend like you're really fast getting your Bibles and getting them open. We're going to read this together. So Mark chapter 8, verses 34 through 35. And calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, and that's Jesus, he said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it." Students, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray before we consider it. Lord, we thank you so much. Thank you for the seniors. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to gather and meet together. Even though it's virtual, it's still something. We praise your name. You are holy. You have a perfect plan for this group of students that's about to enter into the next phase of life. In Christ's name, amen. So students, we just started a new series yesterday called Backwards. And really the point of this series is where we study statements made in the Bible that seem backwards and counterintuitive, that don't really make sense. You know, Lacey Pauley, she preached last night on midweek, and the passage that she went into was, the shepherd leaves the 99 to find the one. That seems counterintuitive, right? So we're studying different statements like that in this next series. We're going to look at two backward statements that don't really make sense found in this passage. And I won't take much more of your time, but we're going to jump right in. Here's the first statement here. We see in verse 34, Jesus says, "Deny himself, take up your cross, and follow me." So deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Leaving for the next stage of life could be pretty quickly turned into, what's next for me? What's in it for me? What am I going to do? What do I need to do to get ahead? And some of that isn't bad. We do need to discover what's next. But seniors, I want to be really, really honest and direct with you right now. Surprise, surprise. This is not how we are supposed to live. It's not. Work hard, study hard. Take advantage of good opportunity when it arises. Do all those things. Pay attention. Use wisdom. But trying to get ahead in life, that is not what we were made to do. But denying yourself and taking up your cross means this, that you enter into a life of self-denial, okay? Self-denial from the things of the world. So you deny yourself of the things of the world and you take up your cross, the burdens that God has given you to bear, and you carry it and you follow Jesus. Self-denial means letting go of self-determination and replacing it with obedience to a radical dependence on Jesus. And that's incredibly difficult to do. A lot of times we read this verse and we say, so deny ourselves, so deny the things that we want, and really what the things that the world wants for you is what that means. But I have to bear this cross, I have to pick up this cross and carry it. That's just a lot of weight. But really, freedom is found in the weight of the cross. Freedom is found in the weight of the cross. And that's the beautiful truth about this. This is what seems a little backwards about the statement. And this passage, this is the first way to lose yourselves in order to find. Okay? Let's look at verse 35, the other statement. To save your life, lose it. To lose your life, save it. I shortened it there, but to save your life, lose it. To lose your life, save it. This makes no sense at all. Like, it doesn't. Katie's confused. I'm confused. We're all confused at what this actually means, okay? Maybe not Caleb. He's the one filming. He's a theologian. He knows exactly what it means, so maybe he should be up here. But listen, this is a confusing one, and hang with me for a second. Verse 35 is a massive paradox. Paradox, two different statements, two things that mean something different. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. That means this. If you want to hang on to it, keep control of it, live it your way, hold your sin, cherish your sin, you can do that. You can try to control your life. Be my guest. Ask Jonah how that worked out for him. Go through the different characters of the Bible and ask them how that worked out. Ask your parents how it's worked out for them when they tried to do that in their life. You can do that all you want, but it's not going to work. You will actually end up losing your life the more you try to control it. You can save your life temporarily, but you'll lose it eternally. And that's the point of the gospel. That's what the gospel gives us, is heaven and the kingdom with Jesus and fellowshipping with him eternally. But the other option is hell, and we don't want that. We don't want that in our lives. Let's look at the second part of the statement. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's, they will save it. Lose your life for Jesus' sake and the gospel's sake, you will save it. This is massive. And this isn't talking about doing nice things. That you can volunteer in as many homeless shelters here in Nashville as you want to. You can go do some mission work. You can go build homes. You can do whatever you want. You can do a lot of nice things, but this is not philanthropy that Jesus is talking about here. It's not. It's a lot more radical than that. Losing your life for Jesus and his gospel is the goal. Now, I don't mean literally losing your life and like dying, although, I mean, that could happen, and I don't want to scare anybody. That's not the point of going off to college, but losing your life, losing the things that you desire for the sake of Jesus and the gospel so you can find your life. Going to college and finding your life should not be the goal. And I know that's the goal for most of us. And that's okay. We go to college. We try to figure out what's next. What degree am I going to get? What's next for me? But that should not be the goal for us. Here's my challenge. Go to college and lose your life for the sake of Jesus and the gospel, and don't forfeit your soul. Go lose the things that you so dearly value that could be of this world. Go lose that for Jesus and the sake of the gospel and see the cool work that he is going to do in your life. It's backwards, I know. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But if you go with the intent to lose yourself for the gospel, you will find Jesus. He will give you the picture clear path of what is next for your life. The most important things in this world are not degrees, promotions, accolades, opportunity, flowcharts, organizational hierarchy. Those are not the most important things in this world. It's Jesus, singular, end of story. That is the most important thing in this world. So go lose the things that you think you really, really want, and take a moment and reset and say, Lord, I want to lose my life for you in the sake of the gospel. Because I know when I lose my life, I will find Jesus. And I lose the selfish things that I really want, I will find Jesus in the midst. Be sure of this fact. This is my final word for you guys. Be sure of this. God spent 33 years in human skin. 33 years. Not 33 days, not 33 hours, not 33 minutes. 33 years. He knows how to guide you and take care of you. He spent time in this earth as a human, tempted just like you did, went through terrible trials and tribulation, died for us. But he spent 33 years being us, but being the perfect us. And we can have that to look forward to in this next phase of your life. So, students, remember the big idea of this message. In order to find Jesus, you must lose yourself. And that is my prayer for you as you transition to this exciting new phase of life. And I cannot wait to see what God has next to you. So I've got a piece of paper here. It's got a list of the seniors on here. So I just want to read off their names and where they graduated from, their parents, where they're headed to school, just to honor them. It's just a little honor moment for you guys. So hang with me, and then I'll pray over all of you. So I'm just going to start from the top of the list. And if I mess up your name or like the name of your high school, remember I was homeschooled, so that's my excuse. I'm not very good at pronunciation. So we'll jump in here. The first name, Tori Brethen. This is the daughter of Greg and Jenny Brethen. She graduated from Smyrna High School, and she is headed to Motlow State Community College. Congratulations, Tori. Next is Max Dean, son of Joey and Emily Dean, graduate of Hillsborough High School, and he is headed to the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. And then Spencer Dunn, this guy, son of Brad and Melanie Dunn, graduate of Ravenwood High School, and he is headed to Auburn University. And I can't do the chant here on camera in a church service, but you know what chant I'm talking about. James Galloway, son of John and Sarah Galloway, graduate of Hillwood High School. He is headed to University of Kentucky. And I'm happy for you, but I'm a University of Memphis graduate, so a little pain there. Then Tad Greer, son of Bill Greer and Sherry Greer, graduate of Lipscomb Academy, and he is headed to Baylor University, Sikkim Bears. Hannah Hitchcock, daughter of Shane and Lee Hitchcock, graduate of John Overton High School, headed to St. Louis University. Congratulations, Hannah. I'll really miss you. Wesley Jean, son of Jason and Anessa Jean, graduate of Fairview High School, undecided. Still trying to figure out. That's okay. I'm sure you'll make a great choice. Then we got William McNally, son of Warner and Amy McNally, graduate of Brentwood High School, headed to Auburn University. So Spencer and William, you guys can be pals at Auburn together. Then we have Story Morgan, daughter of Gary and Johnny Morgan, graduated of Hume Fogg Academic. She Magnet High School. That's one big name. I'm so sorry. And she is headed to the King's College, which is an awesome college. Congratulations, Story. We'll miss you. Sarah Pickrell, daughter of Mark and Mary Ellen Pickrell, graduate of Innsworth High School. She is heading to Dartmouth College. Sarah, I'll miss you, but I'll still get to experience your dad's laugh every now and then, so that'll be enough, but I'll miss you. Congratulations. Hope you have fun at college. Abby Toon, daughter of John and Angie Toon, graduate of Martin Luther King Jr., Academic Magnet High School, and she is headed to University of Tennessee in Knoxville. Congrats, Abby. We got Blair Wheeler, daughter of Steve and Leslie Wheeler, graduate of Franklin High School, and she is headed to Samford University. You are much smarter than I. Good luck, Blair. Then we have sweet Sophie Wheeler. Sophie, she's the daughter of Steve and Leslie Wheeler, graduate of Franklin High School, and she is headed to the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. I'll miss you playing keys on midweek, Sophie, and Sunday mornings. We have Jordan Widener, son of Tommy and Tiffany Widener, graduate of Martin Luther King Jr. Academic Magnet High School, and then he is still undecided, but he's incredibly smart, so I'm sure he'll have limitless options that he can choose from with college. But last but not least is Meredith Williams. Meredith, I've enjoyed getting to hang out with you this past year. And she is the daughter of Mike and Catherine Williams, graduate of Wilson Central High School. University of Louisville is where she is headed. Congratulations, guys. I'm so proud of you. The church is proud of you. Pastor Frank is proud of you. We cannot wait to see what God is going to do with you. Let me pray for you, and then we'll wrap this up. Lord, I pray for these seniors. I pray that you push them in ways they could never imagine, and you show grace in ways that they could never imagine. Thank you for leading them to the different schools that they are headed to. And for those that are undecided, I pray for wisdom and clarity on where it is that you are leading them. Lord, I pray that they don't waste their college years, that they continue to pursue you, pursue evangelism, be an example to college students around them, and find ways to make disciples and advance the gospel. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.